Hello everyone, Kim Jo here with you, bringing another In Practopia, that people, places, things Caribbean show.
Oh yeah, it's about that time. Pride, culture, Caribbean people. Woo. Oh yeah, In Practopia.
I'm so glad you're joining me today. If you're interested in sports, have I got a good one for you. My guest, Sianna Barton from Bermuda, is talking about how they've managed to move jump rope clubs in schools to generating a national team and competing on the international stage. We also have an ode to the Caribbean quote, and of course, I'll end the show with the announcement of next week's guest. But first, we have announcements. In Practopia is available on the website, www.inpractopia.com. It's also available on iTunes and Stitcher Radio. So lots of options, different ways for you to hear and appreciate what In Practopia is all about. We'd like to let you know that, one, we've themerized, I don't know if that's a word, but it's a word that I will use, themerized our shows for the next few months. And we'll see how that goes. We'll be bringing you specific topics related to different issues, and we'll also be announcing them in 2 weeks and maybe a whole month type of specialty. So that's something I think you will enjoy, you will be able to appreciate, and it of course, it spreads across the entire Caribbean. So we'll be having guests from all over the region and also people outside of the region who are contributing to the continued positive growth of the Caribbean. To be my guest. We do a lot of work. I do a lot of work looking for people to talk about things and share their ideas and ways to improve the Caribbean. But also, we'd like to hear from you. If you or somebody you know is practicing there in Practopia, doing good, helping to move the region, please let us know. Send us a message, info@inpractopia.com. We'd love to have you on. And thirdly, Island Shotlight. We'd love to be able to share the pics that you've taken on your vacations. People who live there, send your self-taken photo of people, places, and things in the different Caribbean islands. We'd love to share it on the website and also spotlight it on the show. All right? So these are three things, improvements for 2015 that I know you will appreciate, and it's our pleasure to bring that to you. And now, my chat with Sianna Barton, Director Jump to Be Fit and Marketing Manager at the Bermuda Heart Foundation. Enjoy.
We were so fortunate. I work with the Bermuda Heart Foundation, and we wanted to have a youth outreach program to increase the physicality of students on island, because Bermuda, unfortunately, like the rest of the world, we are going through sort of a youth obesity epidemic. So with that being said, I was not the one that implemented the program. That was Simone Barton, the CEO of Heart Foundation. She reached out to Liz Way, who is the owner of JumpRope.com and one of the founders of Jump to Be Fit. And Liz was so kind to come down to Bermuda for the first year and really introduce the island to what is the sport of jump rope, taking it from the playground and entering it into gymnasiums and arenas and compete it on the world stage. I took over the program in its second year. And we started with it just being a once-a-year workshop that we had as part of the Bermuda Heart Foundation's Heart Month in February. And we sent out invitations to all of the public and private schools on island. And we had one day for primary school students and one day for middle school students. And we brought down a small team from Canada to lead the workshop so the kids were being led by kids themselves. So they saw that it's not outside of their reach or outside of their capabilities. These are kids themselves teaching them. And that was truly beneficial.
Yeah, and you know, I was just going to say that jump rope is something that we already did as part of our playtime because we're outside all of the time. And we didn't say jump rope, we said skipping. Is that how you said, is that how you refer to it in Bermuda?
Here's something that I have, because of my marketing background, I like to think of how to promote something. Because jump rope is not recognized as a sport on island, and when I did some of my research after seeing what these girls can do, I found that boys lead the sport. Boys are, you know, dominating the sport of jump rope.
Really?
And the terminology is very truly. Nick Woodard, LJ LaVecchia, the double Dutch guys out of Japan and all over Asia are phenomenal. You have somebody like JoJo and his French teams are doing great things in Europe. The Germans have some really strong male competitors. Not saying that females are left out of it. Please do not research the name Tori Boggs. That young lady is on fire. But boys are an untapped market for a lot of these countries who are just developing the sport of jump rope. I decided to mix the terminology of skipping only because it is not that it is not accurate in describing the sport, but when it comes to marketing this sport to young boys, the second I say skipping, they think of girls doing hopscotch, girls doing, you know, what we've always done, the rhymes and the rhythms and the fun things that we do when we're learning the how to skip.
Yes.
So I market on island. When I work with kids, I call them jumpers. And the sport is called jump rope. And that is for a very good reason. Especially, and I hate to say it, even when you take it to male authority figures. If I go to male PE teachers and I say I want to start a skipping club, they're like, oh yeah, I have a ton of little girls for that. I'm like, no, I want your boys in a skipping club. I want to do jump rope. Oh, you mean like what the boxers do? And like instantly your mindset switches from hopscotch with skipping to boxing and all of that with the words jump rope. So that is sort of why I'm very firm on sticking it with the Bermuda jump rope program. So jump to be fit.
Yeah, I agree with that, that trail of thought, that whatever works, because yeah, it is a unisex sport. And I think
yes,
it's a mindset that we need to change in the Caribbean. And it seems to me that you're already doing a good job in Bermuda. Is it in a lot of schools, a primary, secondary? What levels is that? Is it at
international? Yeah. So I was very fortunate from the workshops that we had after my second one that I put on, the third one of Jump to Be Fit, government contacted me. And our Department of After School Programs asked if I would go in and do the program with their after school program. So I would pick 5 or 6 schools that I could combine each semester and work with them. And that is wonderful for a couple of different reasons. One, I can do jump rope inside, outside, in assembly hall, in a classroom, in a corridor. There is not a specific set space that I need. If there is a floor, I can deal with it. Ideally, a gymnasium, you know, would be ideal, but I can do it on concrete. It's not the worst thing in the world. Second, it's economical. Jump rope is one of those sports, not activities. It is a sport that you can do for a very small budget. So government jumped on that again, because here it is fighting childhood obesity, it's increasing the physicality of the students, and it is not putting a major strain on their budget, which is a very important factor. It has to be put into the play. So government contacted me to take part in their schools, and from there sort of just opened the doors. I looked at that opportunity and started creating school programs and agendas that I could send out to the schools that I was in. So not only would I be there just on the government basis, but I would send this information to the schools so they knew what was going on and if they wanted to implement it themselves within their curriculum. So I am in 16 out of the 23-24 schools on island. And I find that primary and middle schools work well. I have dropped my starting age down to 7 years old. Mm-hmm. And then there is no cap, to be honest. I jump myself. Not as well as the kids I coach, but I do jump myself. But I find that, and again, when I have my workshops, mm-hmm. I go younger even still because I have the staff to work with it, but it's only me. So I find that seven-year-olds are at least have the attention span, yes. that we can start working with their coordination and we can start really working on them. And what is really sad was that when I started going around to all the schools, I had all these great big ideas. I was mm-hmm. like, I'm going to start these kids. We're going to start learning tricks. We're going to put routines together. This is going to be awesome. I was like, these kids, you know, I didn't get one child that could jump for more than 20 seconds without looking at me like I was torturing them. I have found at public schools, private schools, money and upbringing is no matter. Uh-huh. Because I had to really look at my program called Jump to Be Fit and focus on the fitness of kids first. Mm-hmm. Jump rope is so much fun. And you and I remember being outside, jumping yes. rope, being outside constantly. These kids nowadays play with iPads, Wiis, computers, televisions. And I don't have kids myself, but what's been really, really so beneficial is watching these kids who you can see have a predominantly sedentary lifestyle, mm-hmm. and you give them ropes, and you see sort of like the childhood wonder snap back into them. And it's very easy for them to get very into it. And I tell all of them, every single school I go into, no matter the age, I tell them I do something that's called an endurance jump. And how I start off everyone is I play one song that's popular with the kids, a clean version. And I ask them all to, I don't mind how they jump, I just want to see them jump over the rope, but they cannot stop until the song is finished. Instantly, those kids gain respect for the sport, because I have not yet found one child that on my first encounter, they can jump without stopping.
Wow.
Instantly, you have their attention, you have their interest, because one, they're tired as heck, so you have less problems with attitudes and mm-hmm. behavior and stuff like that. Two, before they even realize, they have respect for the sport because it's difficult. They're not going to be bored because it's challenging. Then I go into breaking small things down and teaching these kids perseverance, dedication, coordination. You know, one of the biggest things I have that I think so many coaches can implement, and what I learned from, you know, Carmen Simpson, is my kids on that I work with in any school cannot say can't. They cannot say the words can't or cannot. Mm-hmm. And I tell them, jump rope can be difficult. I was like, but when you get that one next new trick, how gratifying it is. I was like, and it's a matter of practicing. And we break down and we go very slowly. And I have found that schools are now continuing to ask me to come back.
Wow.
Because instantly the kids are like, can Coach C come? I've gotten my crisscross. Is Coach C coming this week? Because I got this. And we're taking a generation that is so used to instant gratification mm-hmm. and teaching them what it is to work for something again.
Yes.
And that is why I like the program being within all the schools.
Yeah, right. They learn to appreciate deferred gratification. You work towards something, and absolutely. The result is physical in the way your body looks and you, and how you feel, the strength that you gain absolutely. In just doing that. And then, of course, what can happen out of just doing this down the road. But, you know, you've been doing this by yourself. Are some of the schools having their own coaches so that they can have, what the practice routine is in the schools, but.
So what happened is actually some schools are more receptive than others. You have some keen parents that sometimes help out. I do have one other school on island that does actually have a performance team, which makes my heart sing. They're not on the competitive level yet, but they do performances around the island, and that is a very big thing. The school is called Northlands, and their team is called the Northlands Hot Steppers. And their coach, Mrs. Aiken, came to one of our first workshops and did exactly what I would like every school teacher to do. Mm-hmm. You know, is take this program that you learn at the workshop, because not only, and that's something very important to highlight, when you have these sorts of workshops that you invite multiple schools to, think about the teachers.
Yes.
Because if you are one person running a program, you cannot be everywhere all the time.
That's right.
So I brought in extra staff just to coach the PE teachers. So when they are thinking about things to do for fillers for their PE programs, or if they want to start warming up, because they've had the workshops and because they've had the training, their first thought, jump rope.
Mm-hmm.
And they can get kids to work on. And I find that very important. There are some schools on Island that have really, really run with it, and other schools that haven't. And you know what's really great is now schools that haven't picked up the program, I have a very good Department of Health backing with me. They've sort of like, well, your school is failing on the health index. Why haven't you looked at putting Jump to Be Fit as a program within your school? We are now backed by the Department of Health to be an initiative that can go into schools and help them work with the well-being of their kids. So there are some teachers and students, some teachers and parents that have really run with it and are starting different clubs in different schools, which I'm happy about.
Mm-hmm.
But I would like to see it more. But honestly, that's going to be coming as the sport grows, that you're going to have more people involved.
Yes.
What I have done is, because I cannot be the head coach for, you know, schools west, east, and in the middle of the island on a constant mm-hmm. basis, I actually had the first school that really took part in saying, okay, we want you to be here more than just an activity or a club. Summersfield Academy in Bermuda is wonderful in their support for Jump to Be Fit. It's where we host our workshops now. And we started off forming a competitive team.
Mm-hmm.
And because I'm in all these different schools, I asked Summersfield, and they were gracious enough to... We have not yet killed their team off, but their team is dormant now. Because right. collectively, I have other kids on island that want to do more than just a club.
Right.
And that is what I'm looking for. You know, I'm looking for... Ideally, I'm just looking for kids wanting to be fit and understand living an active, healthy life. As a jump rope coach... and as a very big fan of the sport, I would like for kids to sort of grab onto it. And there's another reason why for that.
Mm-hmm.
I cannot stress enough that definitely probably down in St. Lucia, it's very similar here to Bermuda. You have your dominant sports, football, cricket. You know, we have a very big influence from the States. So we have the basketball, the baseball, the rugby,
mm-hmm.
even lacrosse. Like, we have so many other major sports that a lot of kids do not fall into.
Mm-hmm.
You have a full target audience of kids that are not the ball kickers or throwers. They're not the, you know, competitive swimmers. They're not the runners. And I'm very proud to say that I have a couple of those kids on my team. And jump rope is a release for those kids. Those are the kids that really come and you see something awaken in them when they get a sport that it is not of the norm, but it is probably, these kids are now some of the most fit kids in their schools.
You know, I'm so glad you're saying that. I had the idea for this jump rope. I saw a movie and I thought, my goodness, I grew up doing that. It was for to see who could skip. the most.
Yep.
When we did high jumps, who could jump highest with our little elastic rope band. And yep. I'm thinking, this is not an expensive sport to start. I did my research, and like you, I got in touch with Liz Way, and she sent me some materials, and I saw the skills and the tricks these kids were doing, and I thought, oh my goodness, that's so much fun. And it's true, we do have those dominant sports, and I think personally that we need to be able to open up the access to kids to give them more opportunity for things that they may not have that
yeah.
ability to do, but then something else that they can gravitate to and become competitive in it.
And the thing about that is exactly, you hit the nail on the head, is opening these kids up to so many other different experiences, and jump rope does that so well. The sport of jump rope, it is the best time to get into it now because it is growing, and it is sort of just hitting. It's been around for years. Mm-hmm. I'm talking to you like I have this stuff all under my belt and I know what I'm doing. I have been at this game for like 4 years. the program itself really has taken off in the last three, mm-hmm. I would say. Mm-hmm. And jump rope has been a solid sport, but it is now sort of starting to gain legs and starting to get this worldwide, this worldwide understanding and this worldwide highlight on what the sport can be. Yes. And just alone, my kids that I coach here, the competitive kids, it has now become a competitive program. They have to try out for the team. They have mm-hmm. to earn their spot on the team. And they have to earn the spot to travel. These kids have now competed in 2 years on the world stage in Orlando. We'll be going to Paris in July. We've had friends of jump rope who come down here from all over the world. And these are kids, again, who never were in a sport at all. And now they're traveling. They're representing yeah. their country. There's nothing better I would ever recommend than travel to broaden a child's mind.
And you know what? I see that is an opportunity for the Caribbean. In Bermuda, you all have started. I know in Trinidad, they'll be doing something at the school level. And hopefully, with my little 2 cents, we can start that in St. Lucia, because I saw Absolutely. This opportunity for, inter-island competition. Get kids pumped in another sporting area. Get communities Yes. involved. And the sky's the limit. Scholarship opportunities, college, all of those things. Other opportunities for kids to get an education.
It's so true, of the college level especially. And in college applications, jump rope is something that is such a great element to have, because not only now, like I said, because they're growing and within the Caribbean, you have kids that learn this stuff, mm-hmm. but because we are all starting up, I'm only one person. Now, because I have coached these kids can out-jump me. I now demand of them on my competition team that they not only have to be good jumpers, they have to be good teachers and leaders. So when I go around to different schools that do not have a club yet, I bring some of my jumpers every time. And they're the ones that lead the workshops. They're the ones now teaching kids. Not only are the kids seeing kids, mm-hmm. they're seeing Bermudian kids.
Right.
Bermudian kids just down the block from them are kids they know doing these amazing things in jump rope. And it is passing the buck on. It is making kids become leaders and being role models for other kids in their community. And I see no reason why St. Lucia can't do the exact same thing, if not on a bigger scale. Because let's be honest, you guys have us beat in size. We might have had a small bit of a head start on you guys getting started, but that does not mean anything.
You know, I can't say it enough. There's so many positives to this thing that we just grew up going outside jumping, whether it was on a rocky road or smooth surface. We were just doing that. And we have that natural ability as Caribbean people to excel in whatever. So jump rope is something that's definitely we can add to that.
You were hitting the nail right on the head every time, because that's exactly right. Liz Way, maybe like she said to you, she said to me, and I can't say it enough. As Caribbean individuals, St. Lucia, Trinidad, and Tobago, us as a population, we are fantastic athletic individuals. A lot of our population are predisposed to be excellent athletes. Mm-hmm. We are sitting on gold mines, and we were talking about it earlier about kids who maybe don't fall into the main sports, mm-hmm. but they are untapped potential. And even kids, like I have a couple of kids on my team who, again, are those great athletes, the captain of this, the captain of that, the captain of this. They come to jump rope, and that's another way to get people. Because I have these captains of all these sports, boys, a lot of them too, mm-hmm. who everything comes easy to them. Those sports come easy. They know how to jump rope, challenges them, mm-hmm. and it annoys the heck out of them. And it's a very great, humbling experience for those gifted athletes that can do everything, because jump rope, and it will be a challenge, but it is a great way to humble them and teach them even more so than other athletes dedication and perseverance and how to handle frustrations, look at it, step back, how to deal with it, figure out different ways to go about it to try and get to your perfect goal or end result. So there's great aspects about this sport that can be beneficial for St. Lucia.
Yeah, y'all have been at it for 4 years. Sounds like you've hit some milestones already. Are there any more that you're trying to achieve in the near future?
Oh, God, yeah, absolutely. Yeah, we have hit some milestones that honestly have blown my mind. You know, we do have a competitive team on island, which is phenomenal. I would love to grow that team. I would really like for schools to really take the program and start having school teams.
Yes.
I would really like to have Bermudian, you know, competitive jump off, you know, with schools, just like we have National Sports Day, you know, school swimming tournaments. I would like to have a Bermuda jump rope tournament. Trinidad and Tobago has just hit a major milestone that I really want to hit. I would like jump rope to be recognized as an actual sport, because right now government backs us in the, you know, that we are in the program, but it is not an officially recognized sport on island. And it's not in many places in the world, but we do have a good standing, and it just takes, you know, that mountain of paperwork that is like, you know, this high.
Yeah.
That needs to get done, but that's going to be huge, because then we will join. I think there's only like 4 or 5 other countries, and congratulations to Clint, because I think it was just made in Trinidad and Tobago, and he's the first Caribbean country to do as such.
Wow.
So that's I would like for the kids I am now coaching to get to a level where they can be represented on the world stage as a staff member in any country. We're competing. We are going to be competing in Paris for the first time. And there are some major goals that, you know, I think I have 15 kids on my competitive team. Mm-hmm. You know, I would love to grow that. I would love to sit down and honestly, one of my biggest things is a shared goal with you is to really put together a Caribbean dominant understanding of a jump rope federation or association.
I am in for that. I am so in for that, because I'm a big picture person. I can see the end results, and I try to spend some time to chart how to get to it, and you can never you cannot do it on your own. So I was so thrilled to have been told about you by Liz and then Trinidad, and that is what I see, this whole big umbrella for jump rope.
Yeah, and there's so much possibility there. And
oh my goodness, we've been trying to do this for so long, and finally we were able to do it, and everything is just out there. I'm so psyched. We're bosom buddies now, and we'll make it happen.
I cannot thank you enough. This has been so beneficial.
I just have to say that before, during, and after my talk with Sienna, I was just so pumped. I can just see it all over the Caribbean, offering kids another sport that they can delve into and excel at and go far in, and we'll make it happen. It's going to be something that we can see all throughout the region. So here we come, St. Lucia, but more on that in another show. Our Ode to the Caribbean quote comes from Usain Bolt, track and field athlete and multiple Olympic record holder, who says, "I've worked hard over the years. I've been injured and I've worked hard through it and I've made it." That's my sentiment for sports and new sports being offered in the Caribbean. Work hard, work through it, and you will come through it.
Well, that's our show. Next week, we have the first in a two-part series on languages of the Caribbean. First up is the language of Creole with my guests Sylvia Henderson-Mitchell and Kentrija Pierre. That's going to be a very insightful one, so you better come back for it. Also, remember to catch us on Twitter at Impractopia. Like us and friend us on Facebook, facebook.com/Impractopia. And I'll be right here next time in Impractopia.